You're listening to Bariatric Life Podcast, a podcast about weight loss surgery. Chris and I are not doctors, nor have we ever played one on TV. We are sharing our personal views and opinions only. Please always follow your doctor's advice. Follow us on Instagram at Bariatric Life Podcast and at Amanda's VSG. Thanks for listening, and now on to the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We are so excited to announce a new partnership with Titan Nutrition. They have proteins, vitamins, pre-workouts, and superfoods. Their proteins come in flavors like peanut butter fudge and snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle's my favorite.
And they have 24 grams of protein.
Go to titannutrition.net and use code BARIATRICLIFE for 10% off your order and get free shipping. Again, that is titannutrition.net. And discount code Bariatric Life, all one word.
Hello and welcome to Bariatric Life Podcast. This is Amanda.
And this is Chris.
And today we're talking to Calvette. Hi, Calvette.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm good.
You have the greatest voice.
Hey, thank you. I love a compliment.
It's a perfect radio voice.
That's what I was about to say. It's a great radio voice.
Oh, wow. Thank you, guys.
So which surgery did you end up having?
I ended up having, in Cleveland, they call it the gastric sleeve. But it's the same thing as vertical sleeve gastrectomy. So VSG.
Okay.
And when did you have it?
How do I make sure nobody can call? Like, you put your phone on airplane mode?
Do not disturb is what we do.
Do not just okay, done. There we go. Because that ended up, yeah, somebody just called it when it hung up. So I apologize.
Oh no, it's okay. To be honest, we only recently realized that.
So when did you have your surgery?
I had my surgery on July 26th, 2022.
So okay. Fairly recently.
Yeah, fairly recently.
And if you're comfortable sharing, what was your highest weight?
My highest weight, I actually have it tattooed on my wrist. It was 467.
I have it tattooed on my hand.
You do too? It just makes sense. I don't know why, but I did it. I was like, one day I was like, I'm going to go get this tattoo. It felt right.
It's one of those, it's a reminder, but you're the only one that really understands and appreciates the significance of the tattoo.
Absolutely.
And where are you now?
Right now I have lost 130 something pounds. It varies from day to day. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yes.
How do you feel? Yeah.
I feel great. I'm, you know, every day I'm like learning more and more about the process. Yeah. I mean, there's ups and downs. I mean, yeah, but I feel great overall.
What kind of ups and downs?
One of the struggles that I'm having some wicked body dysmorphia. Whoa.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I just want to keep parts of me, and then other parts of me can leave. But
yeah.
So I want to keep the good parts, but then they keep going too, and I'm like, no, stay.
Yeah, like my butt was the first thing to go.
What was the first thing to go?
My butt.
I can't lose any more of it. I don't want to lose any more.
So why did you get the VSG?
I got the surgery because I've been trying to get it for quite some time. I tried to get it when I was like 24. I tried to get it another time. And when I was, when I tried to get it at 20, when I was 24, I was only like two, I mean, not only, but I was 280, you know, and I didn't think I needed it. So I was like, no, I got this. And I didn't. So I really got it because my knee, I want to keep my mobility, and I was starting to lose my mobility. So that was one of the big factors.
First thing to go.
Yes. Yes. It was brutal. I was, I do stuff with kids. I coach high school sports. And it just was getting harder and harder each year to kind of be out there and with the kids and dealing with my body. It was difficult.
I'm sure you're having a much easier time now.
Oh yeah. This season's going to be my best season yet.
That's awesome. So why did you PSG over other surgeries?
Actually Cleveland Clinic does RNY to VSG to RNY. So on my, all my paperwork, it says RNY. So if they decide that you need it later on, you're able to get it.
Okay. Gotcha.
So if I am not able to continue to have success, I would be a candidate for RNY surgery. So so I got what I got. But I know that if I need to get the other surgery, a revision, I'm able to through Cleveland Clinic.
That's gotcha. Awesome.
Okay.
Did you have any complications with your surgery?
Mild. So at the very beginning, at the very beginning, after the surgery, you know, they tell you to get up and walk. So, I was like, all right, everybody online said, get up right away, start walking. Everybody at the hospital looked at me like, woman, sit your butt down. They're like, you're not getting up and walking. I was like, why? They were like, you're on drugs and we just took 80% of your stomach. So sit your butt down.
You're three quarters way down the hallway. They're like, sit the F down.
Exactly. They were like, ma'am, you're not going anywhere. So
what the hell are you doing? Sit the fuck down.
Thank you. So at that point they were like, okay, start. So the next morning I woke up and they were like, all right, try to drink. Well, I couldn't get any liquids in me. I was like putting my tongue in the little Dixie cup of water. Like, I'm drinking. They were like, that's not drinking, ma'am. I was like a bird, but I couldn't get anything down the first couple of days. So they kept me at the hospital. But other than that, no major complications at all. Nothing major. At different points, you know, I had all the typical pains that people get, you know, at about 6 weeks to 8 weeks, you start getting really bad pain on your right side. And I was like, oh my gosh, just those kind of things, but nothing major.
That's great. I bet those few days were rough, though.
In the hospital, absolutely. But my friends and my sister were crazy good. My sister slept at the hospital, made sure they didn't give me food I wasn't supposed to be having. Because, you know, sometimes the hospitals don't have a bariatric unit or a bariatric floor. Yeah. So they're bringing you food that they would bring everybody else. So she would be in there policing the food, and they'd bring me a bowl of broth. She'd be like, okay, she can have that, you know? So it was nice having my sister and my best friend there, and they kind of just kept track of me. But I mean, you're really out of it those first couple days.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Between the anesthesia recovery and the pain meds and everything else, it's just giant blur for about 72 hours, isn't it?
Literally. Yes. You know exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. It just was like, all right, I think I'm alive. I'll stick with that.
Did you have health conditions prior to your surgery that have improved now?
Well, the big one was the knee. So that's been such a joy that my knee works.
Yeah.
The other things that have improved, I had some mild asthma, and I think I haven't really had to take my inhaler for like months. But otherwise I didn't really have any other conditions. My blood pressure was starting to get high, but it's been great since the surgery.
Great.
Do you have any sleep apnea or anything along those lines?
Yeah. Yes, I do have sleep apnea. And the crazy thing about it is I got the CPAP. I wore it the first day I had the surgery and I threw up in it. You know how at the beginning you're like puking blood and just like puking all that stuff. So I puked, and after that I was like, you know what? I'm not wearing this anymore. So I've been being very naughty and I've not been wearing my CPAP, but I still have it right here, right by my side, but I don't use it anymore.
Well, I promise we won't tell your doctor.
Please don't.
But it's a good sign that you don't need it.
Yes.
What, have you had any like major hurdles since having the surgery? Like emotionally or physically?
Emotionally, absolutely. It's so complicated. Because I don't have nothing against being thick. Like I like being a big girl. Like I do. I mean it's all I've ever known.
Yeah.
So it's really, I'm getting a little deep, but it's really tied into like my identity. So
go as deep as you want.
So that's the hard part, is like understanding that at this point my surgery is changing my body in ways that maybe I'm not ready for. Like the changes are happening so rapidly.
Yeah.
My brain can't catch up.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to get like, the skin changes, the body, it changes. And I'm starting to see things that are hard to see. So that's been really tough for me, just because I'm not ready for all the changes, and my body's not slowing down at all.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you've got some ways to go.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, it's coming off so fast. It's just hard to wrap my mind around it.
Yeah.
How many times have you had to buy new pants?
Oh, I had to buy like all new clothes recently.
Amanda went through the same thing. Like at least three wardrobe changes.
I'm so tired of buying pants.
Amanda, I'll take all your old clothes.
Well, and Amanda's gonna roll her eyes. I'm waiting on it, but like that's the whole thing. Like everybody says that bariatric surgery is quote unquote the easy way out, but oh, there's the eye roll. But it's not. Like it's a permanent change to your body, your routine, your lifestyle. Everything changes. And I really feel like there's a lot of whispers about bariatric surgery because people don't truly understand what's involved, what the ultimate outcome is, which is a complete change to your body and your lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of changes have you seen in just your lifestyle and your day to day?
I kind of want to comment on what you just said, because that's so true, and then I'll answer both. But as far as what you said, like, that's exactly what I'm noticing, is that it's such a change to your mindset. It's such a change to like how you navigate the world, you know.
Yeah.
Getting in a car is easier, you know. So like navigating small spaces is easier. I still have my airplane curvy girl privileges right now, but even moving around the airport is easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've found that there's still, and I've lost 115 pounds or something, and there's still things where I've, like when you were talking about the body dysmorphia earlier.
Ooh, yeah.
In a girl that was 250 pounds.
Yep.
Or acting, like positioning my body in a way that was the 250 pound girl way.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, it's, but then like there's also the daily obsession basically with protein.
Protein.
Are we gonna talk about protein? Because oh my god.
Yes.
So I'm like worst at pills. Like I am the absolute worst at all the vitamins and pills and uridazole and all that stuff they gave us after the surgery. I gave myself the shots, but that was about it. Like, other than that, like, I was hit or miss with the pills. But protein, I really try. I really try. But it's hard. It is hard. The one thing I do every day is I do the coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that seems to help.
I find that I'm just like yesterday on pie day, one of my coworkers gave me an oatmeal cream pie. And my first thought was very much protein in it. And then I was like, there's a time and place for fun foods. And I have the space. I have the physical stomach space for it, and I want the oatmeal cream pie, so I'm going to eat the oatmeal cream pie. I'm going to have one, as opposed to before I would have, you know, three or four. I'll have the one, and it was delicious, and it's probably the only one I'll have for quite a while, but, like, protein is just always on my mind now.
Literally.
All the time. What has been your favorite NSV?
Let's see. I think something simple, like just being able to walk longer, like being able to walk around the mall, being able to walk around Walmart, being able to walk longer is just like amazing.
Are there any that you're looking forward to?
Yeah. I really wanna get back into working out. So I like weightlifting, not like cardio.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I need some weightlifting. I wanna keep this booty. So I think I'm looking forward to really getting back into the gym. Cause I definitely have noticed that I'm not as strong. That's weird to me too. Like that I don't have my muscles anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you not work out with your students?
See, you're calling me out, Amanda. You're calling me out, okay?
So, first of all, those are kids. Those are just giant bubbles with legs. Like, no one over the age of 18 can keep up with a child.
That's true.
I agree. Those kids are like so energetic.
Like, you remember trying to keep up with our three kids. Like, you can't.
No. I feel like it was a valid question, though.
a valid question, but.
If you're coaching sports, exercise in.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure John Haynes just stands in the box and yells at the hockey players for the Preds.
That's true.
I definitely do my share of standing and yelling. So, yeah.
As every good coach should.
That's right.
Do you track any kind of your food or calories or protein or anything?
Amanda, you are like in my head. I've been like talking about this nonstop. I'm so sorry that I also am coughing. I don't know what happened to me between today and yesterday, but like I got a little cough. I apologize.
You did.
I apologize. I hope not. I have not had it, and I've been like waving my pride flag. Like, guess what? I haven't had it, and now I'm like, girl, maybe you do. So, oh my god.
Myself and my son are the only two. Myself and our middle child. Only two in the house that haven't had COVID. So.
Oh my gosh, I have not had it. Oh my gosh.
And every day I wake up going, oh, today's gonna be the day I'm gonna get it.
I hope not, because if this is what this is, it is gross. But as far as tracking, I would love to track something. The only thing I track is my weight. And I wish that I was more able to track like water or even more about my protein, but I don't track anything currently other than my weight.
You know, I think that's probably pretty healthy.
Yeah, I've been tracking calories, and like last night we went to a Preds game and I splurged and got a brisket burger.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to admit how many calories it was, but it was four digits.
How did it taste? That's what I wanted.
My God, it was fantastic.
I love brisket. Did it have a sauce?
Brisket and hamburger and pimento cheese and bacon and a pretzel bun. And it was basically a cardiac arrest in burger.
A pretzel bun? Oh, they did that right. They did that right.
And I put it into my tracking app, and I looked at the number, and I just felt ashamed.
What app do you use?
So I have a Samsung Android, so I use the Samsung Health.
Okay.
And it came back and told me the calories and everything, and I just felt ashamed.
It's pretty easy to get obsessed with it.
It is.
Mm.
And I've noticed that at least for myself, it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like on the one hand, I've been seriously thinking about not tracking it and just weighing myself every Monday and just tracking that.
Currently, that's what I do. Just because I want to track, because I feel like a lot of people that track have a lot of success, but I also just don't have the executive functioning skills to do that.
Well, I mean, it requires a lot of dedication and discipline, but
yeah,
at the same time, like it can very quickly become an obsession, and you sit there and nickel and dime from a calorie perspective.
Absolutely.
Perspective, or a calcium perspective, or you know, whatever else you might be interested in tracking.
What game were you at? What sporting event?
Predators hockey.
Okay. A hockey arena.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay.
So what kind of sports do you coach?
I coach high school track. High school and middle school. And I coach the throwing events.
Oh.
So shot put and discus?
Yes. Yes. In Ohio, we only do shot and discus. We don't do jab or we do weight indoor, but we don't do hammer outdoor. So yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Our oldest had a very short stint in track and field.
Oh, what event did they do? What event?
She did relay the.
No, I think it was 400. She wasn't. Oh.
Yeah. It's regardless. It's so good. It's such a good sport. You're outside. You know, you're in nature. It's. I love it. I encourage, even if you're not good, I encourage people to try it. It's so fun.
I have attempted running here lately, and I realized the other day, I was like, I really hate this, and I get it, and
I just don't want to do it
anymore. I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Yes.
It sucks.
She was on the treadmills Monday morning, and on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, she was running, and she got to the end of the first sprint, and because our treadmill is upstairs in my office area. I work from home. She was running and she got down to the walking portion. She goes, fuck this, I'm done. And I just kind of looked over and she goes, what? Just taking it all in.
Amanda's hilarious.
I'm over it.
Yeah, she was like, fuck this, I'm done. I'm out. Peace.
That's what I want to hear.
I like walking quite a bit. Like, I love it, but the running, not for me.
Nope.
And I like the weights. And I like Zumba. Like, I like everything's about shaking this booty. That's all I want to do.
As long as you still have it.
That's right. Oh, gosh.
So, what would you give as your best tips for somebody who's thinking about bariatric surgery?
Oh my gosh. There is no think about it. I was like, excuse me. I've been trying to figure out what my purpose is in the weight loss community and like what's my message. And I definitely think my message is do it. It's shocking how the weight comes off. It is shocking how good you can feel. And like, I've tried everything. I've tried everything. Protein sparing modified fast, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, nutrition weight loss systems. You know, I've ran it up. And this is the only thing that has given me such great results in such a short amount of time. And I think that the results are going to have longer term success.
Yeah.
Because I've lost a lot of weight before and I gained it back before I could even think twice.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the one advantage to weight loss surgery is that it you can regain, but it not as rapidly as I used to could.
Right. With things like Weight Watchers, you lose it over the course of 6 months, but you gain it back in 6 weeks.
Yeah, literally, that's so true. Literally.
That's been my experience.
Oh my gosh. And that, I think that's the big thing is like, I don't want to, once I get the weight off, I don't want to wake up sick, like you said, 6 weeks later and be like, dang it. Yeah. I've already put back on 100 pounds, which me and my sister talk about this all the time. You don't even realize how quickly you can gain 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's easy. I just think if there's a way to not gain weight, the surgery is going to help. Like, it's such a huge tool. So.
Well, and you hear all those horror stories of people that have gained back a significant amount and I just often wonder, like, what are they doing to regain? And I feel like there's another saying of honoring your pouch. And I feel like that's really true. You have to honor it and use it for the tool that it is. And if you're eating crappy food, then of course you're going to gain weight back.
And that's, I feel like that's the big thing. It's a tool.
Yeah.
It's not a cheat code. You know, this is not 1994 and you've got some game genie cheat code to lose weight. It's a change. It's a tool. And like any tool, you can use it properly and get what you want, or you can use it improperly and really screw something up.
And I'm also a little bit scared of the tool. I'm scared to overeat. So like, it's a good thing in a way, but my brain thinks that I can rip it open. So I'm like, even though I know that's not real, but my brain thinks like, if you eat too much, you're going to explode it
first. Yep.
Yeah.
I totally get that. Amanda had that same concern at the, probably for the first few months leading up to the surgery, and then a month or two after, it was, if I eat too much, am I going to rip everything?
Yes.
Am I just going to, you know, have an issue? And what we found is your body will tell you when you're done. And if you don't listen, your body will forcefully tell you it's yes. done. Dumping from being it, you know, acid reflux, you know, whatever it is, listen to your body. It will tell you when you're done. And if you don't pay attention, it will get aggressively more persuasive.
I think I know what you're alluding to. And I've had a couple experiences on New Year's Eve. I think I drank too soon after eating.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden I leaned back and I leaned forward and I just started puking. I was like, what are you doing?
And you're like, God, this shouldn't be happening.
Exactly.
Because you still, you're mentally, you're thinking, I'm the same person I was. X, Y, Z, and then you drink a Route 44 from Sonic.
Yes.
And you're like, ha ha, no, you can't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot different. And I'm still really scared of my doctors. So they're like, you can't eat this, you can't eat this. So I still keep a pretty strict regimen of what I eat and what I don't eat.
What kind of stuff are they saying you can't eat?
Cleveland Clinic is crazy. They said they don't want us to eat any like bread, pasta, whole wheat, even some fruits and some vegetables. They don't want you to eat that stuff until you're at 75% of goal weight.
Wow.
So for me that's like around like 280 or around 280. So I'm like, I can't eat any of that stuff. Like no oatmeal. I always see people eating like those overnight oats. I'm like, that looks so delicious. I don't do almond flour yet. I'm like scared. I don't know. Yeah.
It's so hard how every place has such different rules.
Yes.
Like there's no consistency whatsoever.
Literally. So my big thing is like, I'm going to listen to what they told me to do. But at the same time, I guess that's the best way to put it. I'm very scared of like breaking it.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally get that. Do you have any like parting wisdom you'd like to share?
I think for me, the big thing I would tell anybody is it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect bariatric recovery. It doesn't have to be perfect. Sometimes I get in that mindset and I'm like, you have to do it perfect. You made one, you know, like, and I just kind of have to keep reminding myself, like, it's okay. You haven't taken a multivitamin in like 7 months. You're still going to be okay, you know? But even though I want to, I still just keep reminding myself, like, you don't have to be perfect. Like, you're doing the best you can, and that's good enough.
I think that's great.
I'm going to let my inner geek out.
But yes.
There is a saying from a sci-fi show that goes, it is possible to commit no mistakes and still lose. That is not a win. That is life.
Oh, say it again. That was good.
It is possible to commit no mistakes and still lose. That is not weakness. That is life. And I personally think about that at least once a week. And I think that that's something important to remember, that even if you do everything perfect, you still might have issues. You still might not perform or meet an expectation. But that doesn't mean you screwed up. It doesn't mean there's a weakness. That's life, and shit happens.
What show is that from? Not gonna watch the show.
It's from Star Trek. Like I said, I am a huge sci-fi geek. I'm a nerd. I work in IT, but yeah, it's from Star Trek. And I was a kid and I heard it and it's just stuck with me for 20 plus years.
And on that note,
man, it's like, we're going to wrap this up and maybe I can trim the last 15 minutes. And
it was a pleasure talking to you, Kelvin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you for arranging your schedule and being able to join us, even though we screwed up the calendar.
No. And here's me not knowing that Central and Mountain are different. So don't judge. Don't judge. Yeah. But thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being with us.
All right.
Bye.
Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.